doing a silent count. Doing a silent count?
Oh, jeez.
They say laughter is the best medicine. Well, consider this your booster shot. You are now listening to the three funniest guys I know.
Okay. All right, disclaimer. There are times when we record two episodes in one night, and it never ends well. So we're going to see how this goes. This is our second episode. We're following up the famous Thanksgiving episode with this next one. But yeah, we started off this episode. We played a little bit of my favorite rock song of all time, Thunderstruck by AC/DC, to try and get the mood right before we started into this thing. So you can imagine the four of us sitting around talking to each other and listening to Thunderstruck, getting pumped. And Keith said, I got a story. Keith, you're on.
All right. Let me set the stage. Can you guys hear me?
Yep.
We're good? All right. As 15 or 14-year-old Keith Mayer. It was 1994 or 5. You got to check the dates on this. Ball Breaker Tour. My friend's dad, Leo Tiemann, drops us off at the Bradley Center down in Milwaukee. Couple of rubes that just fell off the turnip truck down to the big city. We go see AC/DC. We can't drive.
This is what big city?
Milwaukee.
Okay.
Wisconsin. And it's urban. We go in there. They had an opening act. I don't remember. It might have been Danzig. I don't know. The guy climbed into the crowd and was all sweaty and gross. He crawled up next to us. We were like 15.
Whoa, and, mother.
Yeah, I wish. I was hoping. That song's awesome, by the way. Top five rock songs of all time. Also, have you ever seen Glenn Danzig get knocked out in the internet? It's awesome. Check it out.
I'm going to look it up.
Look it up right now. It's hilarious. So we're at an AC/DC concert, Ball Breaker Tour. It's 1995. And it is amazing. We're 15. People are offering us shitty weed, like, all the time. We're not smoking it because, you know, we were soccer players at the time. So we're like, oh, no, we're too cool. We have some sort of pedigree or whatever integrity, which later dissolved within, like, 9 months. But watched AC/DC tear up Milwaukee. Angus came in on a wrecking ball and just smashed down this wall. And then after the concert, this is a true story, and I'm actually kind of embarrassed about it. We went to go buy a T-shirt, right? Because that's what you do, but they're like $40. So we were sitting there, and they had a stack of T-shirts under the table, and I just scooped them with my leg, and I stole like 30 AC/DC T-shirts from like AC/DC roadies. And if they would have caught me, I'm pretty sure it's pirate rules. They would have beat me to death, and I would have been a roadie for life on AC/DC. Then I tried to sell them out of my locker at high school, and nobody would buy them. I was like, hey, man, do you guys need an AC/DC shirt for like $30? And everyone would be like, get lost, loser. And I'd be like, oh, yeah, just let me know when you come back, man. You'll be back. I think I sold one.
You swooped $1,200 worth of shirts, and you couldn't move any of that product?
Couldn't move it, and also, like,
you need lower stole it
from an AC/DC roadie, dude. I could have got, like, stopped.
Yeah,
this is, like, the most dangerous thing I've ever done in my life. I could have got
beat up by AC/DC. You only made $30 off the deal.
I didn't make any money, and then my brothers stole my shirts from me and sold them. For worse, and bought like weed and didn't give me any. That's my AC/DC story. Awesome concert, by the way. They ended with, for those about to rock, we salute you. It was a 12-gun salute. I couldn't hear for 3 days.
That's the sign of a good concert right there. I while you were telling that story and I was cracking up, I was also watching Glenn Danzig get knocked out, which,
yeah.
Okay, so when I was looking it up, something came up. It said Glenn Danzig, height 5'3". And then the video came up.
Guy.
Okay, so if you're 5'3", do you think you should really be shoving people ever?
Well, he's a star. Get
Danzig,
out of my way.
You should be.
I mean, well, apparently it doesn't matter who you are because he got knocked the fuck out, to quote Chris Tucker in Friday.
Yeah, he did. They actually shouted. Where Eagles Dare, great pump up song. If you guys want some Glenn Danzig pump up stuff.
All right. Hey,
I didn't watch the Danzig video yet because I got distracted. I got a like on Plenty of Fish from a young lady named Morticia looking for her Gomez. And let me read to you.
Wait. About her name is Morticia?
Morticia looking for her Gomez. It's a.
How does she spell it? Morticia?
Yeah. Is this like a joke?
It's an Adams Family like deal. Well, hold on. Let me read some to you about her.
Okay.
It says, I am a funeral director / cremator for a local mortuary. My job is very rewarding, and I give 100% helping families deal with their loss. Think I should say hi?
Yeah. Yes. Hell yeah.
Yeah, dude. She sounds like my kind of chick. Dude.
She sounds super ambitious, like you. We called you extremely ambitious, right?
Like, can you imagine the sex with her? Like, what? Weird shit's going to happen, right?
No. Just because she works a mortician doesn't mean...
No, when you call yourself Morticia, that implies a certain...
Yeah, looking for...
Okay, like, yeah, respond, dude. Definitely respond, and then let us know how it goes with Morticia.
It doesn't hurt to say hi, right?
Yeah. Hey, okay. Speaking of people reaching out, I felt like we needed to say thank you. We have a very special listener, our one listener that we talk about and we talk to every episode. Apparently, his name is David, and we got a review from David S. saying, can't get enough. I can't get enough of these guys. I love the different personalities and how the whole show is constructed. I wish they put out 3 episodes a week. How about that?
Yeah,
that's our one and only review right there.
I have nothing better in my life going on than put out like 3 episodes a week. How about you guys? You guys got real jobs?
It's probably gonna be painful.
Keith is out.
Tim's we're gonna have to keep doing one, I think. Yeah. Okay. Tim, can you support 3 episodes a week?
I don't think Tim can make it through one.
Yeah, he doesn't have enough time with one.
I'm actually moving towards one a month, guys. I'm busy.
Hey, let's at least give David some props. Hey, thanks, David.
Yeah, right. I thought that was awesome of him. I just wanted to get his name on there.
Hey,
David,
our one listener, our one reviewer.
If there's more than one of you guys, leave a comment. Let us know where we can improve.
Yeah, we love to get these reviews. Actually, we do. I believe it or not, I scour every podcast app to get as much feedback as I can. And so far, we have one. So thank you, David. We appreciate it. If anybody else is out there listening, we love the feedback. But David, you're the man. And if we hit it big on this thing, you're going to be on as our first ever review. It's going to happen. We'll make that happen for you.
Like
David, please prove yourself with Pilgrim Rape comments. I think you're fake.
Yeah.
We're big on those, apparently. And on that topic, let's move into our first segment.
Believe me, if I started murdering people, there'd be none of you left.
Okay. We had a pretty badass intro there for what we're going to deem cop partners. So this came up last time, or 2 episodes ago, I think it was, where we select our cop partners. So here we are. I think, Keith, I think you might have come up with this idea of talking cop partners. So I'm going to go under the impression that you have one ready to go and hand it off to you. What do you think?
Yeah, so this podcast reminds me a lot of the times we were on wildfires and we have to just come up with random conversations to pass the time while we, you know, save people's lives and houses and property.
Yeah, buddy.
Anyway, I have one that I think trumps all, and I would like everyone else to go first.
Okay, Tim.
Mine is so on point.
All right. We'll leave it at that. We don't need to go any further.
And then also my wife has one that she wants to interject that I'll speak for her too, hers is even better.
Okay.
All right, moving on.
You better not be stealing mine. Okay, Tim. You want to go?
Is the question like a person or a character? Like
it can be. It can be whatever you want, man. You got to pick a cop partner. What are you picking?
I'm gonna go John McClane.
Oh, terrible!
That's an obvious answer.
It's just so terrible, man. Yeah, does he have any regard for your life ever?
Nope. He's a solo renegade.
They're fucked. They're fucked, man.
Okay, now that we've
Axel Foley.
Now that we've completely Axel Foley, shot your shit down. What was your meaning behind John McClane? Like, why did you pick him? He's bad.
I feel like
that's
just such a stupid fucking question.
Oh. Okay.
Why wouldn't you pick John McClane?
Well, my apologies. Because he's a solo renegade that doesn't care about his partner. I thought we had already gone through that.
Has he killed any of his partners?
A lot about Samuel L. Jackson.
In all fairness, right. Josh, you pulled over a poor guy for fucking drinking beer on a Texas highway.
Huh?
I said, in all fairness, you pulled over a poor guy for having a beer on a Texas highway.
Okay, you know, you're probably right. My opinion probably shouldn't mean shit since I'm the only person that's been in law enforcement in this group.
I don't understand how we're saying that John McClane didn't care about his partners. He was in Nakatomi Plaza by himself. He befriended Sergeant Al Powell, and then he was very nice to Samuel L. Jackson. What are we talking about here?
Uh-huh.
What about Justin Long? He made it. I guess you're right. All his partners make it.
Wow. Obvious answer. Obvious answer.
Okay.
Now we're going to get some fucking weird shit.
I don't know. Here's what I learned about
Die Hard. I pick Superman. What do you guys got?
I would love Superman as a partner.
Here's what I learned about Die Hard, guys.
Like, hold on. McClane had a partner who was like the dad on Urkel, dude. That's the best.
Mm.
Are you with me?
I agreed. I actually started that he was a gay rumor when I was in middle school. Turns out he was gay. True story. I was like, that guy's gay.
I want to hear this.
No, that was it. I was like, hey, Reginald L. Johnson's gay. And then
Wait, Josh, clear off the next 10 minutes. I want to hear this story. No, that was the whole story. Don't clear off 10 minutes.
Hey, what made you pick him? Like, out of all the gay
I don't know. There was something about him that I was like, hey, that guy's gay. And everyone's like, no. In upper Midwest Wisconsin, white people were like, no, he's just, we're not familiar with this type of person. And I was like, no, he's
okay. What do you mean by this type of person?
We're just really sheltered.
I think you said that, right? A gay person? I think you said that.
Oh.
All of it. It was all like a cornucopia of different directions. Stuff we didn't. We didn't.
Good use of cornucopia.
Thanksgiving. A little Thanksgiving. Love.
Don't bring up Thanksgiving, please, in this group. Okay. Please don't.
Okay. I like Thanksgiving.
I learned my lesson on that one. We will not have a Thanksgiving episode next year, people. If you're looking forward to it, it won't be there.
It's cool with Christmas. Easter is a whole other thing.
Okay, so did you pick somebody, Keith, when we were talking through this whole thing?
No, I did not. I want to hear a couple more. I think mine got tipped a little bit.
Mike, did you pick one?
I got one. If you go back to the 1960s, there was a television show called I Spy, and there was a TV character. This was probably good, like 30 years before you guys were born. But there was a character called Scotty on I Spy. And he was played by an actor called Bill Cosby. You guys ever heard of that guy?
Yep.
The criminal?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
How do we always end up back in this territory? We always.
So here's what I'm thinking is like my partner will set him up and I'll knock him down. You guys know what I mean?
Yeah. I get it.
That's the kind of partner I want. I don't want a fucking partner who's going to pull over a fucking guy on the Texas highway for having a fucking Coors Light.
Yeah.
That's no problem.
Yep.
I want a guy who's going to pull over a nice young lady and she won't remember what happened the next day.
No. Oh. We should put that in your Plenty of Fish profile.
Or my OK Cupid.
Yeah. I'm sure you're going to get a lot of hits. You weirdo.
Let me be your job to my podge.
Is it really weird?
Yeah, it is.
I'd like to hear Tim's opinion.
What is what weird?
I believe we don't need to dive into the subject. Hey, there's times in the podcast where I feel like I need to step in and just say, let's move on to the next topic. And I think this is one of those times. So I think I'm going to use veto power on this one, and I'm going to jump in with my cop partner, which is the obvious answer that no one has given. So I'm hoping I'm going to steal Keith's thunder on one of these. Here's the thing. What do you want in a cop partner? You want somebody that will literally step in front of a bullet for you, no matter what.
Can I make a guess before you go on?
Yeah, sure. Oh. Shoot.
Officer Carl on Family Matters.
Negative.
The dad from the Miracle Show.
Reginald Val Johnson.
I
did hear he was homosexual.
That's wonderful. Thank you for your opinions. That's not the answer.
I outed him.
You can both stop talking now. So my cop partner would be somebody that is literally willing at all times to take a bullet for you when it's needed, when it's necessary. So here's mine, okay? Hooch from Turner and Hooch. If you've never seen the movie, Hooch literally takes a bullet for his partner. And then not only does he take a bullet, he then wastes his last breaths distracting the bad guy. So Turner, who's a complete freaking pussy, can go over there and kill the guy.
Whoa.
What?
He taught me how to beat eggs.
He's terrible. He's a complete nimwit. Okay?
He needed the dog
to make it. So
I think I know that guy. He was on in the Burbs.
Yeah, let me just say this.
He was in Philadelphia. He died of AIDS.
For anybody that hasn't seen,
have you ever died of AIDS, Josh?
For anybody that hasn't seen the recent take on this man, maybe go take a look at what's in the news recently about him. Anyways, so the dog basically saves Forrest Gump, right, in the movie. And he not only takes a bullet, he then distracts the bad guy so that Turner can come out looking like the champion. And then he dies. And then procreates with the other female dog in the movie. And then the dogs come out looking suspiciously like Hooch. But I would take Hooch all day, every day, because that partner right there is willing to take a bullet anytime when it's needed. And that's what you want in a cop partner.
Step in and say, I am not shocked by Josh's answer whatsoever.
Why is that?
Because you,
Wally
Cleaver, would pick a dog as a fucking partner.
Uh-huh.
Because you pulled over dude for having a Coors Light on a highway.
I don't understand the correlation.
I do.
Map it for me. I want to hear it. Let's make the connections.
That's all that matters to me.
Let's make the connections.
How do I say this without...
How do we get there without insulting you?
Yeah, that's what I mean.
No. You guys have made your living on this podcast by insulting me, so that's not going to make me feel bad.
Here's what I will say. Wow, you took a real gamble by not choosing a human partner. Wow.
Yeah.
You know what you can trust, man. You know what you can trust. There's a reason cops work with canine, man.
Yeah, they do. Okay.
Those dogs are super impressive. They're badass. They are. And they will literally take a bullet for you any second with asking questions.
Okay. I'm going to throw this out.
I work with some LA dogs.
They're pretty crazy. If you're partnered up with Scotty from I Spy back in the 1960s, I got the feeling like you would like turn this guy in behind his back. That's all I'm saying.
I agree.
What?
I bet you would...
Yeah.
I bet you would roll over on your dog.
Wait.
I bet you have no integrity and you would plant drugs on your dog.
Okay. Again, I'll fall back on the fact that there's one person in this podcast that's actually been in law enforcement that's been part of the blue line. You're acting like I'm over here like telling, hey, all these guys did some bad stuff. You need to go look at them, IG. Hey, internal affairs, go take a look at these guys. They're all bad. Everybody in my unit.
Real Serpico.
Yeah.
Jeez.
You'd probably hand him Bill Cosby, wouldn't you?
Serpico?
Hey, Tim.
Yeah, you're doing Serpico reference?
Thoughts on this?
Was that what was that Serpico reference?
Yeah, you roll over on all the cops that are doing the good groundwork, dirty work.
Oh, yeah. No, I thought there was
stealing money.
Never mind. I'm thinking
Serpico?
No,
you're thinking of Serpentor. You're thinking of Serpentor.
No, I'm thinking of a... I got to say the reference because it's coming later. We'll keep going.
Like, if I didn't pick Bill Cosby, it'd be one of the Super Troopers. You know what I'm saying, meow?
You made the worst the worst pick of all time.
I liked it. It was a conversational piece.
Bill Cosby? Really?
He did it to move the conversation forward.
Tim, you made a pick, right?
Going there?
You've already made your pick, right?
When I was growing up, there was a few times when I got emotional. One of them was watching the movie Turner and Hooch.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of piece of shit picks Hooch?
What?
As a partner, given the pain that we all experienced.
I thought we were going a different direction there.
In the movie.
Yeah. What kind of partner do you want? Do you want a partner that's willing to make the ultimate sacrifice?
I don't want it to be a dog, you insensitive prick.
He wants his partner to fucking die for him.
Wait.
While he goes out and fucking drinks beer and does podcasts. No,
that's a good point. What? Really good, strong point. And this guy's been trained.
I want a partner that's willing to give up the same thing I'm willing to give up.
For a dog? You die for a dog?
Huh?
You would die for a dog?
Hey, you talk to any canine officer out there and they will tell you they're willing to.
But I was asking you directly.
Our last one was full.
You would
die
for a dog. With a family at home, you would die for a dog.
No, nobody would do that.
Yeah, fuck a dog, dude.
Okay, calm down, Mike. You're taking this thing to the next level. Okay.
I just can't believe you brought up Hooch. That wound.
What's wrong with you? Hooch is an amazing partner. Why would you not pick Hooch?
Did you watch the best movie?
Yeah.
No, Tim, I haven't seen the movie. I just picked the guy. I haven't seen him.
Josh, at this point, you're just sound like a horrible person.
Yep.
Wow. I love it. I love it. So we're there. I'm glad we've reached the point in the episode where we all turn on Josh. I'm glad that we've got there.
It's like,
I'm so glad we're there. Tim.
You want to talk about Michael Vick while we're at it?
Wow.
Yeah.
What? Are you really correlating Hooch to Michael Vick?
I'm correlating your pick of Hooch to you.
Turner might as well be.
I mean, you basically said he'll take a bullet for you. That's why you want him.
Yeah, because you're willing to take a bullet for your partner.
You pretty much said that you hate dogs.
What?
How many bullets?
This doesn't even make sense.
I know. Right, that's.
I'll give you my.
I'm trying to help you.
I'll take an ugly girl for my partner.
Okay, First off, your Bill Cosby nonsense was great. Tim, did you make a pick? Are you gonna pick Eddie Vedder?
Your
pick for your partner? Keith, can you straighten this out, please?
I'm with Tim on the Axel Foley. This has been a well-thought-out idea because he is a great cop. But he doesn't mind bending the law.
Yeah.
He's decent with a gun. He'll drop a guy from, 50 feet?
Yeah, and he puts an old banana in a tailpipe.
He does dude. He's got some tricks up his sleeve. He's from Detroit. It's not like he hasn't seen some stuff.
Detroit.
And there's three movies on him. He's obviously a decent cop. The documentaries don't lie. I don't know. Try to beat Axel Foley, guys.
Judge Reinhold.
Try to beat it.
Was in those movies.
Yeah, and he's a real judge. And
then at Ridgemont High, he got caught jerking off in the bathroom. But
Keith, was that your actual pick, or did you make that up on the fly?
Because that's always my pick.
Okay. Axel Foley. What about? I changed mine. Anna had a pick. You said you needed your wife to get a pick in there.
I would like to throw Anna's pick in. She said Michael Winslow. We don't know his name from Police Academy.
Police Academy, but
the sound effects guy.
Yeah.
She said that would be her partner every time.
I could get on board with that. I like that dude. He'd be a good
pick. More than Tackleberry.
Wow. Yeah. All of your picks suck compared to mine. Every single one of them.
Hey, you can take Eddie Murphy.
Dog people are all the same.
48 hours, dude.
You guys are terrible.
Oh, you want me to go on my Johnny
There's
Utah
only one reason to have a dog partner, and that's if you carry a jar of peanut butter in your patrol car.
Nope. Negative. It's if you like badass dogs that go tear people up. And if you haven't seen video of dogs taking people down, it's good shit. Go look it up.
Not
the guys in the suit. Not that bullshit.
I'm
getting bit. I'm talking real, the real stuff.
Well, how about this? You go look up videos of dogs licking peanut butter after the show. Tell me what you think.
How about you look up Axel Foley and John McClane and find a real cop partner.
So one time, I will tell one story. When there was one time that I got into a high-speed chase. This is in Corpus Christi, Texas.
Hey, I got to grab a beer. Great story.
Yep, go for it.
It is a good story.
So I'm chasing this guy through Corpus Christi, Texas. There's several of us behind him. He's doing like 115 down SPID in Corpus Christi, which is like a four-lane highway. It's 55, 60 miles an hour, if I remember correctly. He's doing like 115. He stole, I think it was a Chevy Tahoe, and he's racing down SPID. He quickly realizes that if he doesn't turn around before he gets to the JFK bridge, he has no way to get off the island. So he tries to make a turn. He goes down the off-ramp on the last exit before JFK, and he ramps off because he doesn't slow down enough, and he ramps off into the water, into the intercoastal. And it's only like 10 feet deep there. But he was probably doing 50 miles an hour when he ramped off this thing. He gets out of his Tahoe, and he's treading water, and we're all like, hey, come on over here. Like, we had guys on every side that he could go to, so there was really nowhere he could go. But he was talking a big game. He sat there. He treaded water for, like, probably 10 minutes. And we're like, hey, come on over. We're going to arrest you now. It's done. It's over. And he finally swims over to the shore, and he's still talking a big game. You can't fucking take me down, blah, blah, blah. I'll take you all. And I called my buddy, who's a canine officer, and he brings the German Shepherd over, who I'd worked with a couple times with him. And this dog, when he wants to look tough, is scary as shit. And I tell him, I say, hey, Richard, bring the dog over. And he brings the dog over. This guy's talking all kinds of shit to every officer that comes his way. This dog shows up, gets near him, and he looks like something out of Cujo. And the guy immediately falls flat on his stomach and puts his hands behind his back. I mean, it was awesome to watch, because this dog, I've never seen somebody get so scared so quickly and fall to the ground. But I always take the dog when it comes to the cop partner for that reason. If you think you're going to get away, you're not going to get away. They're going to chase you down. They're going to take a bullet if they need to. They're faster than us. They're more vicious than us. They don't need guns. They just take everybody down. So yeah, all day I'm on the hooch as a cop partner.
I've never once in my life had a dog, a roofie, a girl for me. Bill Cosby, done.
Okay. Well, I feel like you're wanting different things in a cop partner than most people would.
Yeah. That's, I think advantage of that badge, man. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. We're going to go on to the next topic.
Hey, what's up?
How would you handle being stranded? Here's some 3FG advice for this highly likely scenario. This is Desert Island.
All right, we're back on Desert Island. The topic for this week is TV shows. Anybody want to start this one off?
Yeah. All right, one of my favorite TV shows of all time. I'm a big Simpsons wonk. I could probably do a little bit of that, but not past season 15 or some shit like that.
I was going to say, you should just go for broke, because that will last you like the rest of your life.
Yeah, but they're not funny. They're actually insulting at one point. I think my favorite TV show of all time, like humor-wise, I don't know if it's replay, though. I love Arrested Development, the first two seasons.
That's a good one.
And then, I don't know, just in honor of all of our parents, let's just throw MASH in there. Maybe I should just watch all the episodes of MASH if I got nothing else to do.
Nice.
So, MASH.
Tim, do you have a Desert Island topic?
Tim, do you have a pulse?
I would have to go with Seinfeld.
Oh yeah,
yeah. I love Seinfeld. That's a good. That's always a good pick.
Because you love those opening stand-up routines. Those are awesome.
Yeah, that actually is like so cringy when you watch him now. Like the like his stand-up is so bad.
Now it's good if you watch his new specials. They're decent.
The one I could never get into. There's a couple shows I could never get into. One was Friends, and everybody loves Friends.
Yeah,
I hate Friends. Sucks. The other one is like, there's only a couple.
Thanksgiving and we hate Friends.
Yep.
Like.
Dave Grohl, Thanksgiving and Friends.
If it's not Michael, if it's not Dwight, The Office sucks. Like, Jim Halpert is the worst character maybe ever on TV.
No. No. Shut your mouth, dude. I love that guy.
Oh, my gosh. No, he turns into an a-hole.
Yeah, named two of my picks.
Yeah, Jim Halpert is like one of the worst characters ever.
Jim Halpert is fucking phenomenal. He's Jim and Dwight are two of the best characters that have ever existed.
Dwight is great.
Well, they
Jim
need,
Halpert is
they need each other.
They have to have each other. Dwight does not exist without Jim.
Yeah, that's like Jimmy Connors, John McEnroe.
That's
right
so
there,
weird.
Right?
Oh, wow.
Like Dwight
is that a
Michael?
90s tennis reference? Or is that 80s?
Maybe 80s. I was going for 80s.
I'm doing Sampras.
Dude.
Yvonne Lendl.
Agassi? Oh, Yvonne
Sampras.
Lendl. I'm a Boris Becker guy.
Jim Courier. Jim Courier.
Do you remember the lead into The Office where Jim takes all of Dwight's stuff and puts it in the vending machine and then hands him a bag of nickels? So you're telling me that Jim is a terrible character?
Yeah.
He's a terrible human being.
Just a annoying character, too.
Dude, I would have that guy over for Thanksgiving dinner.
He's like that little kid Carl from Walking Dead. Like both of them, just I wish there was an episode where it was like one of those. It's a funny show, but there's that moment where it's like really sad, and I wish that sad moment was Jim got killed, like in a drive-by or something in Scranton or wherever the hell they lived. But Jim almost single-handedly ruined that show.
There are some times where I think that you're just saying things to just stir the pot. This is one of them.
No, Jim Halpert is ridiculous.
There's a whole, like, turn on Jim and Pam.
Jim is fucking hilarious. Hilarious.
Least funniest character.
Oh, my gosh.
In that entire show.
I don't get it. And then beyond that, not only did he play an awesome character in Friends, he then went on to play an awesome character in 13, I think it was called 13 Days, something 13 Days.
Yep.
It was back.
No, we can't do that. That was a great show. And also,
the movie.
Jack Ryan. He's
Jack
awesome.
Ryan's
Jack
great.
Ryan.
The
but
movie was great.
I'm not
Quiet
talking
Place.
About. I'm not talking about that dude as an actor. I'm talking about that character.
It kind of sounded like it. You were so upset that it kind of sounded like you were mad at the actor.
Jim Halpert's a horrible character. He played him horribly.
Sounds like people say you look like Jim Halpert.
It does. Dude, I feel like I would be remiss if I didn't say this. Mine are two of my three are Friends in The Office.
Friends is no guy should ever like Friends.
Friends
it's
is
just not
Friends
funny.
Is one of the greatest sitcoms ever.
Oh my god.
It is fantastic. Fantastic. So I'll stand by it. I don't care. Y'all rip on it all you want. You ripped on Thanksgiving, you ruined my week last time.
We're
I love
two and two.
The show
We're
Friends.
Two and two.
I feel like
Friends
here's the
is
thing.
Terrible.
Because Josh is my best friend, but I'm gonna tell you this. I feel like Josh was like he lived in a cave until he was like 14 years old, and then his mom and dad took him to Target. It was like their first trip ever, and he got to go and pick some clothes out in Target, and so he went there, and it was when the screen printing T-shirts. He's like, oh, there's a Friends T-shirt. I'll pick this one. There's a Foo Fighters T-shirt. I'll pick this one. It's like. It's so, all that shit is just so whitewashed. It's horrible.
Whitewashed? Hey, what does that mean?
Let me.
What does that mean?
You brought up Target. Target's
you've got it shoved up your butt, is what it means.
They got their shit together.
You didn't have a choice.
You could fit more than one card down the aisle.
Okay, first off, I have and forever will despise Target.
I like Target.
I actually think it's a higher end.
For the same reason that I'll probably never play Stratego, they both started in France and are French owned companies. So I'm good with it. I'm out. I'm done.
Listen,
no, thank
Josh,
you.
You pulled over a dude for drinking a Coors Light, bro.
Huh?
You're pretty much from France, as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, wow. Wow. That's a statement. If you know me, that's a statement. Yeah. So let me just tell you a quick, I'll give you the Cliff's Notes. There's a long story that basically ends in us getting to fly out of a French-speaking part of Africa in which there is a French attachment that's run by a French squadron. And I'll just tell you, French maintainers wear shorts. The only thing I can really describe him as would be, it basically made me think I was at a Thunder from Down Under live show. That's how short their shorts were. This is what their military uniforms were for their maintainers. So not a ton of respect there, I'll be honest.
That's your story, buddy, in your head.
Yeah.
No, I was there. I was actually there. I was there. I witnessed it.
That's for sure.
You were the one who thought they were strippers. They didn't think they were strippers.
But their shorts definitely like barely. I didn't. I mean, I'm not checking that area, but I would be blown away if everything was still stuck up in these shorts. If there wasn't things crawling out, maybe if they had been American, there would have. But I don't know. So, yep, Friends and The Office are two of my three. I'll hold off on telling you my third.
Wait, Friends? Did I hear that right?
Yeah.
Wait. Okay, wait a minute. You just said
you're
Friends.
You're super straight. First of all, you pick a dog as your partner, and then Friends, one of your top three shows.
Yes.
Oh gosh. Oh, okay. God.
I made a terrible mistake on this podcast.
Yeah, I should have never. Had I known this, I wouldn't have joined. I can't be associated with this.
Jesus. Apparently, I should have had interviews. Okay, so who hasn't answered? Has anybody not answered yet?
I haven't.
Yeah, okay. Are you guys going to shit on his topics as much as you have mine?
No, never.
Okay, cool. Good.
Not fucking possible.
Glad to hear I'm the
Thanos?
One.
Thanos?
Not
Thanos? Thanos. Snap us away.
I got to end half the population. You guys decide if you're in those or not. So, way before you guys were born, there was a TV show called The Wonder Years. Not Thunder Years.
Yes. I know The Wonder Years.
He got me.
Yeah, dude. I watched The Thunder Years growing up.
Yeah.
Thunder Years is a totally different story.
Yeah. Josh definitely watched The Thunder Years. Hey, no. I look forward to that show every week. Kevin Arnold.
I'm kidding,
Winnie
dude.
Cooper,
Winnie. Yeah, dude.
Winnie Cooper was hot, right?
First, yeah, she was like my first crush when I was a kid.
Have you seen her lately?
No.
Yeah.
Better. No, she's a mathematician.
Oh, I don't know what that means.
She writes math books and she gets paid for the shit.
Literally? Okay, so she's actually a mathematician. I thought you were
making
some
sense. No, she has like a doctorate in like physics or some shit.
No,
she's
super smart, dude. She wouldn't pick a dog as a fucking cop partner, that's for sure.
Yeah, no. So we're not going to find her on your dating profile.
She never picked Kevin Arnold.
Hey, look her up. Do you guys watch The Impractical Jokers?
No, never.
Yeah.
My friends do, and I don't like people who watch that show.
I don't like impractical jokes, so.
Yeah.
Listen, if you haven't watched that
show,
you
have to be practical.
You can ask my wife. I'm terrible. If you want to play some sort of joke on me, it's not a good thing. It doesn't end well, typically speaking.
That's weird. That surprised me, Josh.
That sounds like you hit her.
You
no. God, I mean, fuck. Jesus.
You don't seem like you'd be the type of guy who would bring a fucking vegetable to a fucking deserted island.
What?
Yeah.
A vegetable.
Jesus.
Look up Winnie Cooper right now. She is gorgeous.
Okay. Are we going to move on to your next pick? Or are we stuck on the Wonder Years?
Hey, we're talking Winnie
Cooper. We could talk Wonder Years all night long.
We'll talk Winnie Cooper all night.
That's the problem.
I've never watched an episode of that.
Really?
Hey.
Wait, of the Wonder Years, Tim? You've never seen an episode?
Do it.
I don't think so.
Do it.
What?
Is that a real is that a real thing, or are you joking?
No, I'm dead serious. I don't think I ever saw an episode of it.
Oh my god, dude. He seemed a little weird to me.
I used to have to go to Catholic school Wednesday night, and I would miss the Wonder Years, and I was always pissed off. But I would get back home, and Doogie Howser was on after I challenged...
That's right, it was on after.
I challenged the Catholic Church about, why Jesus... isn't whatever.
No, I mean, if you think about it, like NFL football's on Sunday.
Let's just cage it all, and I was a dick.
No, let's put it in a perspective. NFL football's on Sunday. Church is on Sunday.
Yep.
Keith wanted to watch the Wonder Years as a lad, and like on church was on that night too. Like all the good shit in life, like the Lord's trying to take out of Keith's life. That's bullshit. Anyways, I'm moving on.
Okay, so we have the Wonder Years.
Okay, My next show is called Eastbound and Down. Have you guys heard of it?
Yeah, that's great.
My brother loves that show. Show.
Starring Danny McBride. Hilarious. It's about a ex-Major League Baseball pitcher who had some alcohol problems, and he basically went back to his hometown, and he was a dick to those people, and they still welcomed with open arms. If you get a chance, watch it. You guys don't sound too into it.
I know. I've seen it. I've seen it. I feel the same way about it as Tim does about Jim.
Everybody says Keith.
You don't like that show?
It's fine. It's fine.
Oh my god, dude! You like everyone says this, but not that show.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Speaks volumes.
I know. This podcast got a lot less funny.
It did. Sorry, is it because of me or because of the host?
No, because of Friends.
What's yours? We haven't even spent much time on Friends, and we haven't even gotten there. You just, other than you guys shitting on it. Mike, what's your third?
Simmer down, Ross. I got this shit.
Hey. Okay. First off, if I were a Friends character, I would not be Ross.
Hey, you'd be Joey? Rachel. You'd totally be
Total
Joey.
Rachel. He's a Rage.
Rage.
We call it Rage.
Mike, do you have your third?
Well, I thought you were going to respond to that.
I think it's I think it's hilarious that you guys talk about. You guys are shitting all over the show, but you know all the characters so well.
How not, dude? Like, it's a part of popular culture. Oh, I know who Lil Nas is. Doesn't mean it's good music.
Good on you,
Lil Nas. Yeah.
Beat that.
Okay,
beat that.
So, my last one was a primetime. Like soap opera type deal called Nashville. You guys ever see that?
People love Nashville.
I freaking love Nashville.
Wait, is this, watch the, that one, 10 times is this the one with Connie Britton?
Yes, yes. Raina James, wow. I like to call
so, her. So, do you have any other soap operas you'd like to put in this as well? Okay. Are you a big fan of Days of Our Lives?
No. Okay, listen. I'm gonna let you guys into my heart right now. So, I fell in love with the show. And I watch it, and Connie Britton's character is named Raina James, like country singer legend. And one episode, she dies, and I, as a grown man, fucking cried.
Wow.
Over a TV show. Literal tears dropping.
You guys,
get on him.
You guys are giving me shit about Friends, and this man cried during a soap opera.
Hey, dude, I open up my heart to you, and you want to shit on me, Josh?
Agreed.
Really?
Yeah,
I do. Josh,
because it was a fucking soap opera.
Good guy.
And
he portrays himself as such a good guy.
My wife will back me up on this. Connie Britton. Asshole. She's like one of the most attractive women in Hollywood to me. But that show sucks, and you cried during a soap opera. You're a grown ass man, and you cried.
I did.
Wow.
Hey.
But I can't be a fan of Friends.
You know what? Screw your fucking dog partner, first of all.
Yep,
second of all, there's a young lady on the show called Hayden Panettiere. Have you heard of her?
Yes.
The most beautiful woman on the planet. And if she's listening to the shitty podcast we're doing right now, I'd like to propose to her.
Yep.
Really?
Hayden, if you're listening.
That's your girl?
Hayden, if you're listening right now, I will get off Plenty of Fish and OK Cupid and Bumble and Match and everything. And I'd like to take your hand in marriage, and then, like, in 2 years we get divorced, but it's going to be a good 2 years.
Okay.
A good 18 months.
That's great.
I agree.
I love
Can I give my third?
No doubt. I love this girl.
Can I give my third one? No.
Okay.
Not after that fucking Hayden Panettiere mic drop.
Okay, so you already heard my first two, Friends in the Office. My third one is a big twist, different direction. If you haven't seen it, then you need to go see it. The Punisher. Have you guys seen the series The Punisher? There's only two seasons. It's a sad, sad thing that there's only two seasons. Have you guys seen it?
Yep. No, I saw Saved by the Bell, like season 1-7.
The Punisher.
I take Saved by the Bell.
The Punisher is the best series that has ever been created, period, dot, ever. No, like, this series has Jon Bernthal. Plays.
Never heard of him.
What? The Walking Dead?
Oh, I was thinking about Joe Camel.
No.
Yeah. But the menthol version?
Menthol.
Okay, so Anyways, I don't know that a better actor has been paired to a role than Jon Bernthal playing the Punisher. It is phenomenal. There's only two seasons, and that's a sad, sad thing. But I have heard that in 3 months, whatever company owned the rights to it loses their rights if they don't create it. And he has asked that they do a third season, which I'm stoked about. The Punisher, if you haven't seen it, go see it. You'll thank me. It is fucking fantastic.
It is amazing.
Hmm. Also, Yellowstone. I don't know. Hayden Panettiere as Julia Barnes. Like, I don't think it's any better than that.
Mike, have you seen The Punisher?
No. I was busy that day.
Go on Netflix, look it up. Do yourself a favor. You won't be able to put it down. You'll be like 24 hours straight in front of the TV glued to it.
Listen, I used to have time to watch TV shows, but then I came across this asshole who made me go to school. So like a lot of my days booked up doing homework.
You're welcome, buddy. But when you get free time, go check The Punisher out. It's fucking awesome.
We'll check up in a year and a half. I'll watch it. How about that?
Yeah, you know, if I put as much time in this podcast as in, graduate studies, then I'd be doing all right. So.
Fuck. Okay, does anybody have a desert island they need to finish off? Or are we on to the next topic?
Desert Island. Oh, that was TV shows.
Okay, we're going to move on. Here comes the sponsor cut. Thanks for everything.
I thought MASH.
The three funniest guys I know would like to put a big thanks out to our sponsor, Hand Drawn Records and Hand Drawn Pressing. The bands that you're hearing on the show, like Exit 380, The Screaming Thieves, Andrew Tinker, Brandon Callie's band, Cutthroat Finches, and Heart of the City are all under the Hand Drawn Records record label. So thanks for the rights to the music, Hand Drawn. This local company based out of Dallas has done a great service to the show, and we really appreciate y'all. All
right, so this one we're going to air right after Thanksgiving, and we're going to start talking about some early Christmas advice. We can run through this topic pretty quickly, but I just wanted to run through a couple things that's going to be happening in my life the next week and get some advice from y'all. So over the next week, I'm going to be going and picking up a Christmas tree. So I was going to leave it open to the three of you to discuss Christmas trees and how you do it. And if you have any advice for me.
Let me jump in on this real quick. Okay. Purchasing a Christmas tree, it might be the biggest racket of all time. I mean, you're talking, what, $120 for a tree right now? Are you fucking kidding me? Plus, you bring in Beetle Kill from goddamn Canada. Are you serious?
Wait. What are you bringing in from Canada? I don't even know what you just said. Oh, my God.
You guys don't even know about this.
No.
You guys don't know about Beetle Kill?
We don't have the freaking... Dude, we don't have, like, burn degrees like you do. Whatever the hell your degree is in.
Well, you're actually bringing in parasites into your state, whether you know or not. So, good luck with that, guys.
I don't know.
Like, you can't grow a real pine down there.
If I bring home a woman I met online, like, she might have some of the same shit. All right.
Well,
Beetle Kill. Fun,
guys.
Yeah.
I get a huge tree every year. I'm not going to lie. I do like last year we did a 12 foot. I want to shoot for a 14 foot this year.
Oh, what a size queen.
What does that mean? Is that what people call people that like the show Friends?
No. Yeah.
Not
even anywhere near it, dude. The opposite.
I had a really big tree when I was a kid, and it's the one thing I remember about Christmas. So every year I try to get a big tree so my kids will remember it.
Okay. So let me ask you a question. You remember getting this big tree.
Uh-huh.
Do you remember what you received as gifts that Christmas?
No.
I think that's kind of like the thing with Christmas. You never remember the gifts you got, but it's just the memories of the small stuff, like how big your tree was. Or
that's why every year I get a humongous tree, because that's what I remember when I was a kid. I remember the year we got, I think my parents got like a 13-foot tree, and it was the coolest thing to me. I don't remember any of the presents, so that's why I get a big tree every year.
That's pretty cool. I never lived in a house that had a higher than like 8-foot ceilings.
Agreed. God. No, I had a huge ceiling house and we never did shit.
Oh, God. And we never watched Friends because Friends is fucking stupid. And okay, so what about lights? What are your thoughts on Christmas lights?
Friends is a Dave Matthews Band of sitcoms.
Okay. Does anybody have any takes on Christmas lights?
Hey, Tim. Tim, you got any takes on anything?
This was a tough topic for me. When I was growing up, we didn't have a tree in the house for Christmas. I remember Christmases growing up, but my dad used to, I just remember he'd have a lot of drinks, and then he'd light up a cigarette and be like, okay, boys, take the flashlights and light up the Christmas tree. And we used to have to walk outside and climb the tree and then just take the flashlight and turn it on and off inside the tree outside. And he'd make us sing O Tannenbaum. We didn't even know the words. He would just yell at us. He's like, louder, louder. Dude. I don't know the words, Dad. I don't get it.
Are you Polish? You're Polish, right?
That's my God, dude. That's what I remember about Christmas.
This is such bullshit. You, no, wait.
Thanks, Dad.
Okay. First off.
Thanks, Dad. I hope you listen to the podcast.
First off, okay. Everybody's cracking up right now, but I'm the only person that's actually met Papa Pell, John Pell, okay? And I am going to stand up in his honor right now and say that is 100% bullshit, Tim.
He stopped drinking.
Don't ruin it.
Yeah, okay, okay. No. That's horseshit.
The only way I can talk to you is through the podcast.
Fuck. Hey.
Hey, Dad, call me.
Yeah, I love you, Dad. So, I will tell one story about Christmas lights. It's in North Dakota. And Tim, you were close enough. You could have watched this whole thing happen. But I was like convinced. So my whole thing was when I had kids, I was like, all right, I'm going to put up lights and I'm going to do a big tree. Like that was the big thing. Well, obviously we're getting presents and stuff. But like, well, my kids have lights on the house and a big tree. So we lived in North Dakota at the time. Right around the corner from Tim.
South Forks?
Oh, Grand Forks.
Oh, sorry.
Grand Forks, wrong, North Dakota.
Wrong to Dakota.
Yeah, so I am out there and I go buy a bunch of Christmas tree lights and I go and it's December in North Dakota, like literally 90 miles south of the Canadian border. So it's like minus 15 degrees outside. And I go and I put up all these lights and I Chevy chase it. I'm all excited. I'm like, all right, everybody get outside. We're going to watch the house light up. And I plug it in and there's lights for about a third of a second and then everything goes out. And I'm like, oh, shit. So I'm like, what the hell happened? So I'm like, oh, obviously they sold me some bullshit lights. So I go and I buy lights. Again, same lights. I go, I run them again. Same day. It's again like minus 15 outside. I put all the lights up again. I'm like, all right, here we go. Chevy Chase, take two. We get outside. I plug them in. They're on for about a third of a second. And then they all go out. I'm like, what the hell? I'm so pissed at this point. Mind you, you remember our house in North Dakota, Tim. This is a two-story house.
Yeah.
I did this on both stories. So this is not like an easy, like quick throw them up in 20-minute kind of job. So at this point, I'm just infuriated. Like, I'm so mad. And I look and I read the directions, and of course it tells me that I cannot put more than three strands together because these are halogen lights, not LED lights. And I've got like five strands together.
And that's what I keep. 1.21
gigawatts. Gigawatts, exactly. So I finally go and I buy LED lights and I string them up for the third time in minus 15 degree weather on a two-story house. I spent
big
literally,
LED, man.
Literally big LED. From like, I think probably 9 in the morning until probably 6 at night, I was trying to put lights up, and I finally got them done in the minus 15 degree weather, but that's what I did. Because again, I'm a Christmas guy, I want my kids to have lights and a Christmas tree. Yeah, so I put it up three times in North Dakota, because I'm an idiot.
Saint Josh. Bringer of the Christmas lights.
Okay.
And the negative 15 degree. The guy who never dealt with that either.
Yeah. Unlike Tim, I didn't make up some story about flashing lights out of the middle of a tree and make my dad look like a shitbag.
Well, story wasn't made. I do remember. I do remember. I was eight. I think I was 8 or 9.
And, I was in Pasadena.
He finally took a break from drinking Christmas morning, and he was actually awake and sober when we opened up our presents. And I'll never forget. My brother got some mayonnaise. I got slices of bread. My mom got some bologna. We were making sandwiches. Oh my God,
Tim.
Tim,
is that the sake?
That's what I call Christmas dinner.
Does Papa Pell listen to this thing?
Yeah, you guys almost done with that sandwich?
You guys listen to that shit?
Yeah, we're almost done with the sandwich, Tim. He ate like a king that day, though. Yeah. Love you, Dad.
I'm done with your mom. No, my God.
I love you, Dad.
Jeez. All right. We're going to go on from Tim making up stories.
Hey,
we're
going to
go.
Do your kids remember those Christmas lights that year? In minus 15 degrees.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I'm sure if you ask Landry.
You better hope they do.
He'd remember. I'm sure.
That's kind of voiced, right?
I mean, I still lose feeling in my right
emotions
ring finger, but you know. Oh geez, all right, we're gonna move on. We're gonna go to trivia.
I know you guys are married and I don't want to disrespect your marriages, but I got a quick who would you
I
do?
Feel like you're gonna disrespect our marriages
who,
right after you said that.
Who would you do?
It's just a little quick who would you do.
Okay.
Summer Sanders or Hayden Panettiere? This is for my own personal use. Make Summer sure I'm not.
Hayden Panettiere looks like she's about 12 years old. So that'll answer your question. Josh.
How many Olympic gold medalists?
Obviously, Summer. I'm not gonna like Hayden. Hayden, whatever her name is, however you say her last name, she looks 12.
Okay. So
no thanks.
She was a child star in my favorite movie, Remember the Titans. And I like it. She owns a little piece of my heart. But obviously, I
made really? They remember the Titans? She was like 9 in that movie, dude.
Yeah, but in Nashville.
Okay, we're going to move beyond your serious. we need to get beyond this.
Kim, can I get some input? Summer Sanders, Hayden Panettiere.
Oh, my gosh.
When after we were done making the bologna sandwiches for him, he used to make us watch Turner and Hooch nonstop. And not even the whole movie, just the end scene where the dog died. He's like, that's why we don't have pets, boys.
Yeah,
that's a lot of responsibility, kids.
Merry Christmas.
That's what he used to tell us.
Can you answer the question, though, Tim?
I don't think Hayden Panettiere looks like a little girl at all. That is the non. That's not even like in question. It's Hayden all the way.
So Summer.
Yeah. What?
I'm on the Hayden all the way. I made it clear my love for Summer Sanders, but I'll take Hayden Panettiere all day long.
That whatever you say her name, she looks.
What about
always will and currently does look like a teenager. You guys have issues. Get them settled out. Don't argue them out on fucking air in front of everybody.
Hey, Josh, do yourself a favor. Watch the show Nashville, and then we'll have this.
No, I'm good. I'm not a big fan of soap operas. So
I'll never go to this.
Hey, Mike,
ever.
Go watch.
No, Keith, bite your tongue, because guess what, buddy? When I win our fantasy football league, that's where we're going. That's where we're going.
Surprise! I guess
we're going.
Hey, Mike, go watch Punisher, and you'll understand why everything you've said is wrong. We're gonna move on.
I'll watch it.
Pop quiz. Just because you're funny doesn't make you smart. This is trivia we should know.
Yeah, The Punisher, if you haven't seen it, is fantastic. There's no better show. All right, we're gonna move on. We're going to go into some online dating questions. There's a couple of online dating questions here that we're going to start with. Keith, you're first up, buddy.
Oh, wow.
We're going to do a little over-under. I know you're a fan of that.
Big fan.
Fan. So we're going to do some over-under. Instead of true-false, we're doing over-under, all right? Over-under is 10%, all right? Marriages in the U.S. resulting from online dating. Is it over or under 10%?
Currently?
Yep.
Over, by far over.
Over is correct, and it's over. The answer is 12%.
Oh, that's it? I would have thought like 20%.
Yeah.
My friends are like all met their girls online. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's only the young people that are going to have it. So
they're also in their 35s.
Yeah. Mike, you're next up.
No
over
game.
Under. The percentage is 50% over under. Online daters who claim it is a positive experience. Over, under 50%.
Oh, easily under.
Actually, sir, you are incorrect. The answer is over, and it's 57%. So apparently people aren't quite as pessimistic as you are.
No, let me tell you something. Those 57% are full of shit. That's all I got to say about that.
Okay, that's it.
That one girl liked tacos. That was cool.
A lot of those girls like tacos, Keith, and pizza. And
I love tacos. Wings.
Everybody does, but like they eat all three in one night.
Tim, you ready for your over-under?
Let's do it.
All right, over-under 25%. Women that get help building their profile.
Oh. When I was a kid, I was really into the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. And my favorite was Donatello. And one Christmas, my dad had been drinking quite a bit. And he super glued a lead pipe to the back of a turtle. And I woke up and he's like, there's Donatello for you. And the lead pipe actually caused the turtle to flip over on his back and he couldn't flip back the right way. And the turtle died shortly thereafter. Final answer. Merry Christmas, Dad.
Tim, why have you made it like a point to ruin Thanksgiving and Christmas?
Merry Christmas.
Are you going to answer? Are you going to answer the question?
What was the question?
Over under 25% women that get help building their online dating profile. Over under 25%.
Equal.
Yeah.
Okay, that's wrong. The answer is over. I gave you an over under. It's over.
Well, what if
over.
It was 25%?
Listen.
30%.
As somebody who dates online, like, these chickens need a lot of help. And it doesn't look like they're reaching out to anybody.
Okay.
If they're getting help and this is what they're coming up with.
Circle gets a square.
Okay. So Tim got that wrong. So the next question is for Keith.
Hold on. I gotta put pause.
Yeah,
on this.
Let me hear it.
I got a quick. I know you guys are married and I don't want to put you in an awkward situation. But who would you guys do? Summer Sanders or April from Ninja Turtles?
April doesn't really exist, though. She doesn't exist.
There's different Aprils.
Yeah, that's a real interesting.
Let's go to the movie with Vanilla Ice in it.
Okay. Can we finish this episode?
Megan Fox
was
April.
Howard
please,
Duck?
Please.
Did she Howard Megan Duck? Was April? Did April Neil Howard Duck?
Okay. Over under. Is everybody ready? Hey. Over under. Question number two. Keith.
Hey, Double Dare.
Yeah.
Keith, you're up. Over under 20%. Men that get help building their profile.
I'd say under.
It's under. So women were at 30% getting help. Men are at 16%. Keith is correct.
Yeah, as he should be. I had a couple buddies help build my shit, and it's a complete dog.
Yeah, man. Like, you did the whole thing. We built the entire profile for you.
M to the I, this wasn't to the just K, help. To the E. That's what my motherfucking name be.
That's it.
Sleepless in Modesto.
I think that was your description, right? All right,
hey,
Mike, you're the next one. Mike, you're the next one.
Okay, I got
over
it.
Over under 40%. People that lie on their profile.
Oh, way over.
Over. Over is correct. 50 to 80% lie on their profile.
I think.
How
it's
do
more
you win in this
80.
Scenario? Like, how do you get a good honest person in this scenario?
It's 80%, definitely.
All right, Tim. You're up. Over under 10,000 first dates each day as a result of the site OkCupid. 10,000 first dates each day.
We always wanted to go to this water park in Seattle. And one Christmas, my dad said, "Hey boys, we're going to go to the water park." And we were so excited. And all he did was stick us outside. And this was in December in our bathing suits. And he would just spray the hose on us nonstop. And we were crying. I just remember crying so hard. And we're like, "Dad, please stop. Please stop." And he said, "There's your water park, boys. Make me another bologna sandwich. I love you, Dad. Merry Christmas."
Okay. Okay. Wait. Like, I've heard enough. Like, this is all made up. This is 10,000. All made up. This is all made
greater
up.
Than equal.
Yeah. How about you do a trivia question
over.
On that? Whether that's
are you saying greater than
question.
Or under 10,000, Tim? Over, under.
Over.
Over is correct. 40,000.
Yes.
That's the number.
Yes.
40,000 first dates each day on OkCupid.
Yes.
40,000.
Sign me up.
So that's why we're going to get you going on OKCupid. Yeah. We're ditching Plenty of Fish and all this other shit. We're going to shoot the place that gets 40,000 first dates.
Hey, Tim, let's go back to this water park. It's open at the holidays in Washington. Is that true?
Yeah, well, we thought he was going to take us there in the summertime. It turned out he was taking us there that day. It was just the front yard. It was just the hose. It was a lot of tears, a lot of cursing.
Let's say I came out for New Year's. Is this water park open?
I can have my dad come over.
Yeah. Okay.
Take you to the water park.
We're gonna speaking go on to the Christmas. 2 point. We're gonna go on to the 2 point question.
Can I tell you a gift I'm getting my wife for Christmas?
Oh my gosh!
I'd love to hear it.
Yep.
Love to hear
it. It's called Clonawilly. Have you heard of this?
No.
Clonawilly?
Yeah, I know.
Oh my god.
Dude, that's the gift that keeps on giving. Explain to Josh what a Clonawilly is.
It's a kit, and it allows you to take a cast of your penis for a personalized dildo. Clonawilly.
Okay. That's wonderful. I'm glad everybody's getting a kick out of it. That's great. Okay. We're going to move on to Keith. Keith,
hey,
2 point.
Hey, seriously though. Don't tell her I'm getting her that. I want it to be a surprise.
Okay. Great. All right. So, Keith, next question. 2 point question. You ready?
Yeah, I guess. I thought I found some knowledge. That's a point. Right?
2 point question. You ready? What band has the highest grossing ticket sales of all time? Is it AC/DC,
Rolling Stones,
the Eagles, Metallica, or the Beatles?
It's not even in there. Rolling Stones.
Well, it's not. That wasn't in the question.
Trick question. It was the Rolling Stones.
It's the Rolling Stones.
Huey Lewis.
Nope. The newest research comes out and says that Metallica is the highest grossing ticket sales of all time. 1.4 billion.
The rock band out of Oakland?
Yeah.
No, here's why. Because you used to be able to fucking get a Beatles ticket for like $8. And then Metallica tickets are $78.
Yep, you got to take that into account. Okay, Mike, are you ready?
It's the Rolling Stones.
This is your 2 point question.
Refuse to concede.
Cool. What band holds the record for highest grossing single tour of all time? Single tour. Is it AC/DC, the Eagles, Metallica, or the Beatles?
Oh, that's easy. It's Pearl Jam.
You guys are answering a multiple choice question.
The Eagles. I'm going to go with the Eagles.
That's incorrect. The answer is AC/DC.
What?
441 million for a single tour.
Must have been a big tour.
It was recent.
Was it a ball breaker tour? Did somebody steal a bunch of t-shirts?
I think if I remember correctly, the dates were like 09 to 11.
Not the Bradley Center.
Get hold of an AC/DC t-shirt.
Okay, Tim, you're up next. 2 point question. What band has the album with the most albums sold of all time? Is it AC/DC, the Eagles, Metallica, or the Beatles?
Right, Gary.
Most albums sold of all time for a single album.
AC/DC.
AC/DC? That's what you're going with?
Yes. Final answer.
The answer is the Eagles. The Eagles' greatest hit, 38 million copies sold.
Yeah, take that easy.
Can I tell you another AC/DC story that I have?
Please.
Okay. I was in Billings, Montana. For like training or whatever, and it was bullshit or whatever. But this band came through and it was called AC/DC. It was an all girls cover band of AC/DC. Go check them out, they come around. I walk in there, I'm in Billings. We walk in like this warehouse and shit, this fucked up bar. I'm pretty good to go when I get in there. And I start, whatever, like, I don't know anybody. So, like, it's an all-girls AC/DC cover band, which is awesome. And then we start doing shots of tequila at the bar, and the guy next to me just throws up all over the place. Just pukes all over the floor. And then, out of the back room, a fight breaks out. And it's like a dude in a red North Face jacket and like some dude like with a mullet. So it's like an AC/DC fan and like a Montana ski dude. And the dude's just punching the skier dude in the face. And they get over to the where the guy puked and they slip on the ground because they slipped on the guy's puke. And then the mullet dude just starts wailing on the dude. It was crazy. I was like, oh, shit. Shit's crazy. And then, are we still alive?
Yep.
So then, they pick this guy up who just got fed a bunch of punches, like annihilated over this guy's puke that I was responsible for. And they throw him out of the warehouse. Like, they pick this guy up, and he's like fucking Johnny Denver, like Patagonia dude, you know, like clean cut. And they just throw him out and slowly knock. He's fucking done, right? He's just got tossed out like a 6-foot loading dock. And I was like, oh, fuck. This shit's crazy, man. And then dude comes back in, and all you see is like the bright red North Face jacket just taking a swing at the bouncer. And the dude just grabs his arm because he's hammered, and they just grab him and they just start beating the shit out of him. And then they just toss him back out. Like 6 feet down the loading dock, and then you know, AC/DC continues.
So while Keith was telling the story, I googled AC/DC, and it's a true story. Yeah, and they're from the San Francisco area, and it consists of five girls, and there's a picture here.
They're hot.
Five
dude.
Of those girls could get it, bro.
Yeah,
they're
dude.
All good looking.
Yes.
All of them.
So AC/DC, if you're on Plenty of Fish,
we need you to look up
a guy named Sleepless in Modesto.
Yes, please do.
Okay. Hey. Please. Okay. So
can I tell you guys a story?
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
So
yes, Tim, please.
Yes.
Can I tell you something?
I've been waiting all night for this.
These are good things. These are good things. We need to leave in the trivia portion. The second half of this episode, Josh, I think is where the money is.
Is it?
Yeah. Glad I'm going to give a shout out to my man, Norm MacDonald. I'm going to do a little paraphrasing here.
Oh, dude, he's the funniest comedian, I think.
I wouldn't say that, but he's cool.
He's
there
my
was a,
favorite.
There was a moth that went to go see a podiatrist. And he's sitting down, and the podiatrist says, you know, how can I help you? And he said, I don't even know where to start. I've been married for so long, it's almost a loveless marriage. I don't even know where to begin. I look at my moth wife, and sometimes I don't even recognize her face anymore. I just feel resentment and contempt for her. And my son, Jedediah Isabello, is just a spitting image of me, yet at the same time, I hate him. Like, what does that say about me as a father? And my daughter, Alexia Anikovica, wants to live a life of fame and glitz and glamour, and I'm afraid she's going to turn to a life of drugs, and I don't know where to begin and how to reach her. I don't know where to turn to. I mean, I sometimes wake up and I think to myself, is it easier if I just end it? Do I end my life right here? Do I just take the moth easy way out and call it quits? The podiatrist says, you got a lot going on for you. I feel like you probably need to go talk to a psychiatrist. Why'd you come and talk to me? Oh, the light was on.
Hey, I want you to know.
That shit's so funny.
I really want you to know that.
Merry Christmas, Dad. I love you.
You sound like a good father. He's a good dad. And if he could get those water slides open by the time I go out there, that'd be cool.
I just want you guys to know one thing.
Fuck COVID.
Okay? I want you to know one thing.
Yeah, I'm listening, Josh. Hey, but these AC/DC girls,
They're really beautiful, man.
That's true. Great.
They're
Thank
hot.
You. Thank you. This has been confirmed. I appreciate
like,
it.
I'm kind
of. I started a story with. I was in Billings, Montana.
Well, that's
all girls cover. AC/DC.
They're good looking, man.
That's always a good night there.
Yeah.
I have another story.
It is.
We got a lot of stuff to talk. We got a lot of stuff in common.
Hey, so here's the thing. Here's the thing. We got through trivia time. Mm-hmm. Keith won. Just for the record, Keith won. He had 2 points. You did. You won.
Good job, Keith.
First time you ever won trivia, Keith. I'm proud of you. You would normally get 15 seconds of unadulterated time to talk, but you already told your AC/DC story, so we'll go with that. And then we'll throw the outro in there. Okay? So
I'm glad you told this story because, like, I'm I have a new favorite group.
That's a good story, guys. Billings, Montana, all girls.
Yeah, Billings, Montana. You come across these five beautiful girls. Like, that don't happen in Billings.
That doesn't happen in Billings. Yeah. Man, now I got to figure out where to throw these three full cans of piss.
Hey, Tim, I booked my flight, dude. Josh, ball's in your court, brother.
Yeah. Well, let me figure out my first problem first.